Here on Hospital Radio, we're supporting the End PJ Paralysis campaign, encouraging you to get up, get dressed, get moving, and get home quicker. Here are a couple of tips from the NHS.
My name's Anna Harding. I'm one of the senior nurses for Emergency Division at South Warwickshire NHS Trust.
So I would probably say the good thing is to talk to their relatives and ask them to bring their day clothes in and ask them to bring footwear in so they can actually start to walk around the wards.
Because originally there was a policy that people weren't meant to bring clothes in. That's now sort of flipping a bit, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I suppose really it's about having one outfit and then being able to change that and get the relatives to take it home and bring fresh clothes in for them. It's important that they've got really good footwear because we don't want to encourage slips or falls. So it's having not those slippy slippers that you all wear at home. It's having decent footwear to be able to get that moving going.
Getting up around the bed space and just pottering around the bed with the stability of the furniture, and also engaging in physiotherapy and any aids that may be required. Even standing up out of your chair to relieve your pressure areas, just get moving, good for your lungs and your respiratory system, and marching on the spot is great for circulation.
More End PJ Paralysis tips coming soon, here on Hospital Radio.